chili frijol. No problem. Then you remember. So, especially Jayadev Goswami Pad, Jayadev Goswami Pad, but Jayadev Goswami was sometimes he used to stay there. Jayadev Goswami, he came before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In our scriptures explain many Vaishnava poets, they appeared before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In our history of literature, Vaishnava history of literature explain Prakchaitanya Yuga and Chaitanya Yuga. That means before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many high class exalted Vaishnavas, they also appear, such as Vidyapati, Chandidas, Jayadev Goswami Pad, name is there. And especially Vidyapati, Chandidas, they glorified about Radha Krishna's sweet pastimes. And Jayadev Goswami Pad, he also manifested highest grantha, that is called Gita Govinda. Rayer Natak are Sarupir Gan, Birhair Kali Prabhu, Duhe Rakhe Prabhu Rapran. Chaitanya Chaitamritam, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was staying in Gambira. And that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely, absolutely absorbed in the same separation mood of Srimati Radhika. Radhika bhav juiche uddhav darsane sei mato ratri dine sei mato prabhu rahe ratri dine. Krishna, Uddhav came in Vrindavan and he saw Srimati Radhika's transcendental madness, that is called Dibba Unmad Dasa. You know, Sukadev Goswami Pad very nicely explained about Srimati Radhika's transcendental madness, Dibba Unmad Dasa, that is called Bhramar Geet, the song of Bumblebee. Uddhav, he saw Srimati Radhika's transcendental madness. Magarupar Kavindra Lubdadevi Bradham Dharma. Srimati Radhika criticized to Krishna. Oh, Krishna is blackish. And all his incarnation also black. I have no faith with him. Asitana Sakhoi, I have no friendship with him. Those who are blackish, they are seated. Not only Krishna, Ramchandra also came. He was also dark complexion. He killed Bali and made friendship with Sugriva. And he killed Bali hidden away. This is not the process of Kshatriya Dharma. Kshatriya ke dharma nahi hai. Ye kisi ke piche se ba chup karke marna hatta karna. Raghukul riti sada chali aayi prana jaye guru bachna na jaye. And this is the tradition of Raghukul, the dynasty of Raghukul. They will be give up their body, but they have to follow their rules and regulations of the society. But Lord Ramchandra ne kya kya? He killed Bali hidden away. This is not the Kshatriya Dharma. Because you are dark complexion. Not only this Vamandev. Srimati Radhikasi told, we heard from Purnamasi Devi about the story of Vamandev. He came in front of Bali Maharaj and asked him, Bhikshang Dehi. Well, what do you want? Just I want three steps, Tripad Bhumi. Three steps of land. Bali Maharaj, he told, okay, I will give you. He saw, Vamandev, he saw his small feet, only maybe 2 inches. Small baby. Very? Vamandev means his body, very? Drops. Drops. He told, I will get the three steps length with a measurement with my feet. Then when Bali Maharaj told, I will give. Then he manifested his Trivikram Sarup and took everything from him also. He took this material world, he took also heavenly planet and also pushed down in the Patal Lok. Look. Crazy. Big cheater. Even not taking this material world, those are black is also. That's it. Look, this is the crow. Jatha dham chavat. Crow, what is that doing? If you have any food, then crow also are chasing behind you and taking everything. Not only they also cuckoo bird. Also they are cheetah. How? Do you know? कैसे करता है कोयल भी कैसे धूर्ता है धूर्ता समझते हो कानी कोयल क्या करता है स्त्री कोयल जो है वो घोंसला नहीं बनाता है कुकु बार दे नेवर द बिल्ड द नेस्ट क्रो बिल्ड द नेस्ट एंड द लिड्स द एग्स Then female, then male crow, a male cuckoo bird coming in front of the nest of the crow. Then female crow become very angry and chasing behind to him. Then very quickly, female cuckoo bird coming in the nest of crow and lays the egg and throw.
Crow's eggs out.
Female crow when return back her nest, then she cannot recognize this. Who's this? Eggs. Then after few months, maybe after 2 months, 3 months, when the small baby coming from the eggs, and that time they also are making sound. then all the baby cuckoo birds going to their parents. Then crow is thinking, what is this? Where is my baby? What happened? So in this way, cuckoo birds also cheated. So Srimati Radhika, she told in her transcendental madness, Asitanasakhai, I have no friendship with the black complexion. But here, so why you are again and again taking Krishna's name? Krishna is black. Why you taking his name? Then Srimati Radhika told, this is my fault. Dustajya tat katha ittartha. Dustajya tat katha ittartha. Very difficult to give up his pastimes or his name. Because Krishna name is very sweet. But not so easy to give up his name. Krishna katha is very also sweet, not sweet, completely what? Amrit, nectar. How possible give up Krishna katha, Krishna naam? So Srimati Radhika told, Dustajya tat katha ittartha. Not so easy to give up Krishna naam and Krishna first times. Then, tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kaviviriditam kalmasahapaham sravana mangalam srimadatatam bhovigrinnanti te bhuridajana tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavi viriditam kalmasapam shravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvigrinnanti te bhuridajana. Bhuridajana, one who glorifies the sweet pastimes of Krishna, he is called the best donor. So even Srimati Radhikar, in her transcendental madness, she again and again taking the name of Krishna and remembering Krishna's pastimes. So just like coming back, when Uddhava came in Vrindavan and he saw Srimati Radhika's transcendental madness. So in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was taken Gambhira, when you go Jagannath Puri, then you come in Gambhira. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu absorbed in the same mood of Srimati Radhika's Nibbana transcendental madness. And Srimati Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was thinking, I am Radha. And now my beloved Krishna left me. उस समय चैतन्य महाप्रभु अपने को राधा भाव में विवाहित होकर रहते थे, सोचते थे मैं राधा और मेरा प्राण वल्लभ मुझे छोड़ करके चले गए. माय बिलॉवेड कृष्ण लेफ्ट मी. एंड दैट टाइम चैतन्य महाप्रभु आल्सो रिसाइटेड दिस वर्स. हे सर्व दामोदर राय रमानंद, दे रिसाइटेड दिस वर्स. Transcendental madness of Srimati Radhika. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental madness, Dibbanumadasa, also going up. As like if you put the ghee in the fire, the flame of fire would be increased. Jadi ghee the aag mein dal diya jaye, aag ki lahari badhegi or kam ho jayegi? Batao. Badhegi na? In the same way, when Sarva Damodar Raya Ramananda, they recited these verses of Bhramar Geet, the song of Bambhave. And that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's viraha separation increased more and more. And crying, Kaha mor prananad murali vadan, Kaha jao kaha pao Brajendra Nandan, Kahari kohiva dukkha ke jane mor do, Brajendra Nandan bina phate mor ho. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried and told, where I will go? Where I will meet with my beloved Krishna? How can I express my heart? Who can realize my heart? You can express your heart, one who realize your heart. आप अपने हृदय की बात आप कर सकते हो उसके निकट जो आपके हृदय की बात को समझ सके. जो समझते नहीं है उसके पास बोलना क्या बेकार की कुछ नहीं. So in the same way, Lord Chaitanya, if you open your heart, then who can realize your heart? Who has no realization? How possibly you express your heart? In the same way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, He Sarva Damodara Raya Ramananda, He Lalite, He Visakhe, where will you go? How will you meet with my beloved Krishna? Kaha jaun, kaha paun, Brajendra Nanda, where will you go? Where I will get my beloved Krishna? In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cried, for Sarup Damodar Rai Ramananda, they recited the verses of Git Govindam. Because I am explaining how Git Govindam Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited. And sometimes Sarup Damodar Rai Ramananda, when they recited Git Govindam, then Mahaprabhu's viraha separation increased more and more. Yeah? Maybe your question will come. Why Lord Chaitanya is crying? Yeah? Because prem coming, the viraha and separation and meeting, meeting and separation. Yeah? And crying. So Gita Govindam, the highest grantha, Jayadeva Goswami Pad, he manifested this grantha. Jayadeva Goswami Pad, when he manifested this grantha, when he wrote this grantha, when this coming these slokas, Smaragala Kandana Mama Sirasi Mandalam Dehi Tava Padapallava Mudaram. Jayadeva Goswami Pad, he could not write the last part, last line. Dehi Tava Padapallava Mudaram. Here Srimati Radhike, just keep your lotus feet on my head. How possible? Because Jayadeva Goswami Pad, he think Krishna is the supreme personality of God, it's saying Bhagavan. Yeah? Because all incarnation manifested from him. How will you know he is saying Bhagavan? Because all incarnation avatar manifested from him. Ramadi Murtisu Kala Niman Tistan Nana Avataro Makrod Bhuvanesu Gintu Krishna Sang Paramavat Param Param Pumanaju Govindam Adi Purusam Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusam Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusam Tamaham Bhajami Govinda Adi Purusa Tamaham Bhajami. And Brahma Sangita gives evidence. All the incarnation of Lord Krishna, Ram, Nisima, Kalki, all they manifested from Krishna. Or Krishna is called Swayam Bhagavan. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Ete Changsa Kala Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. This is the proof of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Jayadeva Goswami Pad is thinking Krishna is Bhagavan. Sarva Avatari. What is the sense? Which is called the source of all incarnation. That is Sarva Avatari Krishna. Ram Nisimha, they are called Avatar. Or Krishna is called Sarva Avatari, source of all incarnation. Yeah? So Krishna is thinking, how possible Srimati Radhika, she will press her feet on the head of Krishna. Krishna is Bhagavan. Bhagavad Buddha is some opulence mood in there. So Jayadeva Goswami Pad, he could not write the last line. Yeah? Dehita Padapallava Mudaram. In the stage of Mana Dasa, Mana Salkimod. Srimati Radhika, she did not give her man, but Krishna tried to pacify her man. How possible now? Krishna gave everything to Srimati Radhika. Krishna gave fruit, peacock feather, turban, everything. And again pour down his forehead, lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. But Srimati Radhika still did not give her man. Then Jayadeva Goswami Pad thinking, how to I write this? Here Srimati Radhika, you put your lotus feet on my head. Jayadeva Goswami did not write this verse. And thinking, how will I write these things? Then Jayadeva Goswami Pad, he closed his book, Grantha. He went to take bath in the Ganges. Then Krishna came in the cottage of Jayadeva Goswami Pad, manifested from Jayadeva, and asked to Jayadeva Goswami Pad's wife, Padmavati Devi, "Hey Padma, give me that book. And now I am remembering, I have to write last line." Padmadevi, she gave that the book. And Krishna, he wrote last line, what line? Dehi tava pada pallava mutaram, smaragarla kandanam, mama sirasi mandanam, dehi tava pada pallava mutaram. Then just after a couple of minutes, again, Arjun Joydev, return back. Then Padmavati Devi, she told, or just you return back and you wrote your book, just last line. So how possible can you come back very quick? Joydev was saying, Pastor, I return back, I wrote something. Yes, I gave you this book. Then Joydev was saying, Pastor, I told Padma, give me my book. Then when Joydev was saying, open the book, that written in golden letter, Sarnakshar. Dehi tava pada pallava. Jain Joydev Goswami Pad, heart completely melted. Joydev Goswami realized, oh Krishna, he wrote himself this. There are many stories of Joydev Goswami Pad. So now coming in this way. This grantha, highest grantha, and in the society of Vaishnava Samaj, this Git Govinda is very high. And ye Jaydev Goswami Pad ye rachit je grantha Git Govinda Vaishnava Samaj mein bahut adar hota hai. Pandits log jo hai, all the scholar person, and they approve this grantha. So Jaydev Goswami Pad, so I am saying, because Jaydev, so how, what kinds of his devotee? Yeah, Krishna also came and wrote this. There are many, even in still in also in Jagannath Puri, without Joydev Goswami's Git Govindam and song, without listening to the Git Govinda song, Lord Jagannath can't to sleep. Yeah? About midnight, when Lord Jagannath, he used to go take rest, sleep, that time Devadasi. Devadasi, understand? Devadasi also called it. Devadasi means some young girl. They used to come in front of Lord Jagannath and the very nice, sweet and melody. They sing this all Git Govindam. Then Lord Jagannath, just he closed his eyes. Then Lord Jagannath, when Lord Jagannath take rest, when whole Git Govindam completely yours were recited, then Lord Jagannath take rest. Balo Jai Jagannath ki jai, Jai Jai Sri Ram. Just I also briefly explain that place, Jagannath Champaghatta. And in Krishna Lila, all the sakhis, they used to come here and playing with the special flowers of champak flowers. And especially one sakhi of Srimati Radhika, her name is also Champaklata. Understand? Champak flowers, very beautiful and fragrance coming. And also look like molten gold. The color of, the complexion of champak flower as like molten gold. That's a beautiful. So then, after that we also came in Samudra God. How Samudra? Samudra means ocean, meet with the Ganges. Ocean also came very far, Jagannath Puri. And meet with Ganga Devi. For this regard, that place is called Samudra God. And also you heard the story of what is called King Samudra Sen Katha. Samudra Sen and Bhim Sen Katha. In Dapar Yug, and Bhim Sen, he also defeat to Samudra Sen. Then Samudra Sen, he all his Ishtadev, Radha and Krishna. And also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave darshan to him. This katha you heard. This thing. Then we came in the place of Vidyanagar. Vidyanagar. Her Sarvam Bhattacharya lived in there. Very nice, beautiful place. Vidya means is called. Vidya means knowledge. What the knowledge? Two kinds of knowledge. One is called transcendental knowledge and another is called material knowledge. Jara Vidya and Aprakita Vidya. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Srila Prabhupada, he explained that five types of knowledge. कितने प्रकार ज्ञान है? पांच प्रकार ज्ञान है. प्रत्यक्ष ज्ञान, डायरेक्ट नॉलेज विथ आवर सेंसेस, दैट इज कॉल्ड प्रत्यक्ष ज्ञान. देन विथ आवर आईज, दैट नॉलेज वी आर लुकिंग दीज थिंग्स, दैट इज कॉल्ड द डायरेक्ट नॉलेज विथ आवर सेंसेस, प्रत्यक्ष ज्ञान. परोक्ष ज्ञान, इनडायरेक्ट नॉलेज. What is that indirect knowledge? We did not see the heavenly planet, Sargya Gyan. The knowledge about heaven. But we heard the glories of heaven. What is the glories of heaven? Sargya ki kun sa acha katha suna. So many kinds of sense gratification in India. If you go heavenly planet, you can enjoy as you like, go as you like. Sarga mein jao to jitne prakar ke sukh aap bhog kar sakte ho. Amrit kanan, amrit nandan kanan, amrit bhojan, very nice beautiful forest, and also amrit. Amrit means nectar. You can drink nectar. Kya bole?
मिर्च नहीं बोलते
हैं
वहाँ. मिर्च,
नो मिर्च, नो चिली इज देयर. शी इज ऑलवेज अफ्रेड. चिली चिली चिली. सो ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन यू कैन ऑल्सो गो टू. सो दैट इज प्रत्यक्ष ज्ञान, परोक्ष ज्ञान, अपरोक्ष ज्ञान. अपरोक्ष ज्ञान दैट इज नॉलेज अबाउट ब्रह्म ज्ञान है. थर्ड प्लेस ब्रह्म ज्ञान. इम्पार्शलिस्ट, दे वांट टू मार्च इन ब्रह्म. बट व्हाट इज दैट? नो सुखम अस्ति नो दुखम अस्ति. इफ यू मार्च इन ब्रह्म, यू कैन नॉट फील एनी काइंड ऑफ हैप्पीनेस और एनी काइंड ऑफ अनहैप्पीनेस सफरिंग. नॉट दैट. सो व्हाट इज दैट? Just you will stay in there as like a stone. If you drop the stone under the water, then stone staying under the water. In the same way, those who march in Brahma, they are staying in there as I guess. So Brahma Gyan, this knowledge about Brahma, that is called Aparoksha Gyan. Fourth types of knowledge, that is called Adhoskhaja Gyan. That is called transcendental knowledge about Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Gyan. Knowledge about Vaikuntha Dham. Then fifth types of knowledge, that is called Aprakita Gyan. Transcendental knowledge. Super natural knowledge, Aprakita Gyan. What is that? That is called Golok Vrindavan. If you go Golok Vrindavan, you can see the hair and that look like same. Here go gopis, cows. And if you go Golok Vrindavan, look like same. Same trees are there. Everything are look like same. But completely what? Different. Because in this material world, that is called the material, made by the five elements. Or if you go transcendental world, Golok Vrindavan, then all their bodies are made by how many elements? Three. Because they are Sachidananda. Isvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govindam Sarva Karna Karanam. Sachidananda. All the living entities, their body also Sachidananda. Everything is Sachidananda. All their conscious being, Chetan Dharma. And if you go Golok Vrindavan, go Gopi's house, everything is like Sachidananda.
Chinta Mani Prakara Sadma Sukalpa Briksha Lakcha Briteso Suravira Virapalayantam Lakshmi Satasasram Sambram Sepamanam Govindam Adi Borusa Tamaham Bajami Govindam Adi Borusa Tamaham Bajami Govindam Adi Borusa Tamaham Bajami.
In Golok Vrindavan, everything is conscious being, Chetandar, that body is Sachidananda. Chinta Mani Prakara Sasmasu. All the houses built with the Chinta Mani touchstones. Chinta Mani Prakara Kalpa Viksha. These are three Kalpa Viksha. Suravi cows are there. Gopa Gopi Samapritam. And they speak very, very sweet words. Katha Gana Natangamnopi Bangsi Priya Sakhi. The gopis, when they speak to each other, sweet melody ka. Understand? Katha gana nattam gamanopi. When they walk, as like dancing pose. Katha gana nattam gamanopi. Bangsi priya sakhi. Bangsi, flute. The fact, they are called the messenger of Krishna. When Krishna played the flute, then the sound of flute going towards ears of the gopis and they come back. Because this is called the duties of messenger. Sakhis. So saying this word, Katha Ganam Nattam Gamanopi Vangsi Priya Sakhi. The messenger. They are called the messenger. This is going on. Why am I saying? Because if you go Golok Vrindavan and look, this material world look like same, but completely what? Opposite. Because this material world made by the five elements, Panchabhuti. This, that is called Sachidananda. And all they absorb with Krishna, 24 hours. They absorb with Krishna. Jaduhane abhanane matana pradepa prengchaiva chanadu rudito chanamarjanadu gayanti chainanurakta dhiya osru kantho dhanna brajastriyo urukrama chitta janam. Sukhdev Goswami Pad told to Parikshit Maharaj of Brajavasis, the residents of Raj, they absorb with Krishna. 24. Jaduhane abhahunane matana pralepa. When the milking the cow, when the milking the yogurt, jab ho dudh dahan karte hai, baad makhan tayar nikalte hai, kya karte hai? Govinda damo dharma daveti Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti Krishna He Jadava He Saketi Govinda Damo. And all the and it's called Jivas. Jivas means creatures. They also help to Krishna Lila. Jatkin Chittinagul Makikata Mukang, Gusti, something it thought Sarvananda Mukunda Deitam, Lilanukulam Param, Sastri was put him in the Nistingatam Janja, Brahma Devi Saspriyano, Modiyantaya Bandati, Raghunathas Goswami composed these verse. Jatkin Chittinagul Makikata Mukam, in Golok Vrindavan, Jat kinchit trina gulma. Trina means grass. Creepers. Even the what is it called? Scorpion. Scorpion. Spider. Snake. All they are helping Krishna's. They are called Sachidananda. Their snake is there. But their snake not biting. Not poisonous snake. Look like cobra. Raise their hooves. Look like this. Just I tell one very nice bit of first time. And once Radha and Krishna, they are meeting together on the bank of Radha Kunda. Jasakram, he was an unturned Kalunata, the Nadi, the Napovan Kisarthamani, Jagindra Durgam, the Timothy, the Novi, the Sars, the Nomo, Visavan, who this OP, Pravadananda Sarsadipat. He quoted this one. Jasakadabi was an unturned Kalunata, the Nadi, the Napovan Kitarthamani. Simoti Radhika, Radha and Krishna, they are meeting together, laughing, joking, embracing, kissing. Then suddenly Simoti Radhika, she became angry. Anger coming. Man coming. Simati Radhika, Bamba Bhav manifested. Bamba Bhav manifested. Left wings mode coming. Bamba Bhav coming. Then Simati Radhika, she left to Krishna. Krishna tried to pacify to her. Here Simati Radhika, what happened? Why are you angry with me? But Srimati Radhika, she did not say any word. Just said in tears. Are you, what happened? Tell to me. Because this is the nature of the ladies also. Follow me. Very easy. They can also, what is called, shedding the tears. Sriyon ki yeh dharma hota hai. Baato-baato mein, sisters ka rona sun kar deti hai. Aur baato-baato mein, ha-ha, kati prati prati. है कि नहीं है? हाँ बोल रही है. चलो, because this is the nature of lady. So Srimati Radhika, she become very angry with Krishna. Krishna asked, hey Radhi, what is my fault? Why did you angry with me? But Srimati Radhika did not tell me. Just she left to Krishna. Now Krishna Srimati Radhika is very, what is it called? Heavy. That is called, her man is called Durjoy man. Durjoy man means not so easy to break her man. Krishna tried to pacify to her. Even Krishna used his Brahmastra. Brahmastra understand. That is called flute. Krishna's heart is the Brahmastra of Krishna. That's good fruit. Krishna, he used the fruit in Braj. This is the reason. How to break the man of the gopis. So Krishna played the fruit. But Srimati Radhika, she is very clever. She knows this bangsi fruit will break my man. For this reason, Srimati Radhika, she put some cotton in her ears. So the sound of flute cannot enter in her. Yes. Bolo Vrindavan Vihari Lal. So now means is what? Bangsi means flute failure. To break the man of Srimati Radhika. Radhika bhi kam nahi hai. Radhika janti hai. Je Krishna ke jo Brahmastra jo hai, ye bangsi hai. Ye bangsi kya karte hai? Nachati hai hum log. Isliye gopiyan बंसी के लिए भी क्रिटिसाइज करते हैं. अरे मन मोहन तू अनपढ़, रात भय दिन भय बंसी बजाओ कभी रात कभी तुम sometimes you flirt the flute in midnight sometimes you flirt the flute early in the morning sometimes you flirt the flute midday you have no sense anytime you can flirt then what happened we are running just in behind you in our gurujana is there gurujana superiors and husband daughter-in-law what is called mother-in-law daughter-in-law and father-in-law is there are you played the flute then we have to run first so saying gopis they also criticize the flute krishna also this is man mohanto anpad ra bhai in the midnight you played the flute and aage lage usi baanson mein gopis they also told they are giving the cards all the bamboos in Vrindavan should be burned to ashes aag lage mane fire burn the all the bamboos in Vrindavan and if you know Vrindavan no bamboos so how Krishna will make a flute and play from so gopi they are saying this because Krishna this is called very powerful deadly weapon so Srimati Radhika knows these things oh this very powerful bansi brahmastra of Krishna so for this regard Srimati Radhika put the cotton inside her ear you cannot if you not listen so what happened no action if you listen then reaction will come and if you don't listen so what happened actually in Vrindavan I tell you gopis they also trained how to become their badhir badhir means deaf one day I told also you can read my jewels of the heart also there in Vrindavan gopis they opened also one very nice beautiful school in the school they are reading 5 subjects Vrindavan mein gopiyon ki ek school hai aur us school mein 5 vishay ko jo hai padhaya jata hai hain kaun sa batao kisi ko pata hai padhe nahi hum log are bahut baar maine kaha hain kya how whispering how to cheat their husband first don't listen otherwise it will be your mind will disturb don't cheat your husband you are not gopi then big problem will come don't imitate so now what did you say?
5 subjects.
So okay, now this subject I'm not saying. 5 subjects you don't need to listen now.
We are not ready qualified to listen.
So now cotton is here. In the whole of ears of Srimati Radhi. Srimati Radhi ke kaanon mein jaye wo cotton. So how then Krishna is thinking how can we do now? How will break the man of Srimati Radhika? Cotton ko kaise nikala jaye? Kaise niklega batao? Radha ji to kaan mein kya kar diya? Hain? Rakh diya na? Srimati Radhika she put the cotton in her ears. So how Krishna will break the man of Srimati Radhika. Jante ho ki nahi? Then Krishna, then remember to Yoga Maya. When Krishna has this fourth failure, then Krishna, he remember to Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya see arranged this thing. Then Srimati Radhika see left Krishna and enter in the deep forest in Vrindavan. that the path of forest is very, very thin, narrow place. Only one person can walk. 2% impossible. And if one person coming this side, how to do? Then they start to newspaper, read to newspaper. Sometimes it's joke. One car is coming from this side, another car is coming this side.
One-way street.
And no this side space, not this way. That okay. One person say, hey, you back? Then you back. Who can lose his prestige, you know? Lose his prestige.
Pride.
Pride. If you back, then you think, oh, I lose my pride. So both are very strong. No. Stubborn. I cannot go back. You can. Then both they also can't stop. Then one thing, okay, I have to read newspaper. This is when the newspaper reading finished, that time another driver told, please give your newspaper, I can read. Who back? No, because you want to read newspaper, I have to also
read the newspaper.
My turn is coming to read them. So I am saying, because Srimati Radhika entered in the deep forest of Vrindavan. And that Sanskrit word is called Pagdandi. That is the Braj language, that is called Pagdandi. Very narrow path. Only one person can walk. Then Srimati Radhika, in Jogmaya, manifests in the form of snake and cobra. And red eyes, and so long, what is called?
Tongue.
That. Jihad. And this. And his. Then Srimati Radhika, she afraid. What to go? She cannot go front, because cobra raised his hood, and making sound. And two also are, what is called? Fangs. And doing these fangs, and doing these. And coming, his. Then Srimati cannot go left or right. Have to whatever needs power finish reading. Then Srimati Radhika, he cried and he shouted. Srimati Radhika saying, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho. Hey Krishna, please save me, please give me. Then Srimati Radhika very quickly returned back and embraced to Krishna. Then automatically man disappear. Gone away now. Vrindavan Vihari Lal Ki Jai Jai Sri Ram. So I am saying this is called perfect knowledge in Golok Vrindavan. That is called a Prakita Gyan. Don't forget five types of knowledge. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada explained. One is called Pratyaksha Gyan, Paroksha Gyan, Aparoksha Gyan, Adhoksha Gyan, and fifth, Aprakita Gyan. Why am I saying the intense about Aprakita Gyan? Supernatural knowledge, the knowledge of supernatural. Aprakita Gyan means look like same in this material one, transcendental world. But that transcendental world is completely free from Maya. Golok Vrindavan Katha. This is. So Vidya, or Avidya means to forget to Krishna. For this we have no taste to chanting holy names. Abhidda pidita rasana mor ore mon ruchi nahi kena tab Krishna naam. Oh mind, why we have no taste to chanting holy names? Because now your mind completely contaminate with abhidda, maya. No vidya, it is avidya, maya. For this regard, you have no taste to chanting holy names. Sat Krishna nama charita adisu. Sat Krishna nama charita adisu. Vidya. Sitapta avidya. Actually, this is true. Why you have no taste to chanting holy names? All the scriptures, Ved, Puran, Upanishad explain. Krishna Nam is sweet nectar, Amrit. Namam Amritam. So why you have no taste to chanting holy names? Because now your tongue contaminate with avidya. These things. Avidya means what? No vidya. Forget to Krishna. Then Maya, she grabbed to us. भगवान के भूल जाने से माया हम लोग को क्या कर दिया? पकड़ लिया कि नहीं? और भुला भूल गए? और परफेक्ट नॉलेज देखो ट्रांसेंडेंटल नॉलेज है. व्हाट इज द परफेक्ट नॉलेज? चांद होली नेम्स है. मेनी नॉलेज यू आल्सो एक्वायर मेनी नॉलेज बट व्हाट इज दैट? यूजलेस है. Only what? Argument. Dry knowledge. Suskogyan. But what is the perfect knowledge? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Haridas Thakur, he told. This is the perfect knowledge. One who chants the holy names. जो लोग भगवान के नाम कीर्तन करते हैं उसके सारे नॉलेज हो जाता है, उसे सब कुछ हो जाता है. अहो वो तो सपोच गरियान जद याग्रे वर्तते नाम तुभ्यम ते पुर तपस सुष्णु रज्य ब्रह्मन उपास. One who chants holy names, all the knowledge automatically what? Manifested in tongue. No need to separately acquire the knowledge. Just chant holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But very difficult to chant holy names. For this is the Shastra saying, Siddhanta Vilya Chitte Lekte Nakar Alas, Jahite Krishna Lage, Shudhira Manas. If you intend to chanting holy names, you must to fix your mind. Understand? These things. Otherwise, if you have no tattagyan, the knowledge of the scriptures, then other people will come and disturb your mind. These things. For this regard, you have to fix your mind and acquire the knowledge. But finally, knowledge is what usually is also. ज्ञाने प्रयासे मुदवस्त्र नमन्ते एव जीवन्तं समकृतं भवद्य वर्तां स्थाने स्थिता सुतिकतां तनुभं नोभिः जो प्रयास अजितो जीतो उपिस्तोय स्थलका. ब्रह्मा जी रिसाइटेड वर्ड, गिव अप ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ नॉलेज, समस्त ज्ञान को परित्याग कर दो. ओनली वन नॉलेज इज वन, कृष्ण नाम. बट इन द बिगिनिंग यू हैव टू एक्वायर थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ नॉलेज. व्हाट इज द थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ नॉलेज? तीन प्रकार ज्ञान के बारे में शास्त्र कहा गया. कौन सा है? एक है आत्म अर्जिकॉल, देयर आर थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ नॉलेज. अरे अर्जिकॉल आत्मज्ञान, भगवत तत्व ज्ञान, एंड जीव ब्रह्म ऐक्य ज्ञान. जीव ब्रह्म ऐक्य ज्ञान, यू हैव टू रिजेक्ट द जीव ब्रह्म ऐक्य ज्ञान, वनेस विद ब्रह्म. दिस नॉलेज हैव टू रिजेक्ट. व्हाट इज तत्पदार्थ ज्ञान एंड तम पदार्थ ज्ञान, दैट इज कॉल्ड टर्मिनोलॉजी. अंडरस्टैंड? तत्पदार्थ ज्ञान, the knowledge about Lord, that is called tatpadartha gyan. Tampadartha gyan, the knowledge about your soul, remember. Or jiva brahma ekya gyan. Do you understand? Remember, the three types of knowledge. But the first is called tatpadartha gyan, the knowledge about Lord, bhagavata gyan. Or second, the knowledge about your soul, atma gyan. And third types of knowledge, that is called oneness with Brahma. This oneness with Brahma, this knowledge should be rejected. Yeah. But when you come in the stage of bhava and prema dasa, give up all kinds of knowledge. What will do? Only sit in front of sadhu and listen hari katha. Hari katha nisevanam. Give up all kinds of knowledge. So saying gyane prayase mudapasya namantevam jivantim sarmukharitam bhavadhyavartam sthane sthita sutikatam tanumang novi jo prayaso ajito jito pistaistulakkam. If you listen Harikatha, that is the best. And listen Harikatha and chant holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Amar kaj nahi ma, gyan vichare, amai dema, pagal kare. I have no need to any kinds of knowledge. How to completely absorb with your sweet name. And how will become mad with chanting your holy names. Bhagwan ke naam lekar bhi paagal ho jaye bachcha. So you also praise this, that this is called Vidyar Vilas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu perform this lila also. Then we have finished. Then we also last place we also came, that is called Kobala. That's called Radha Kunda. Kobala. When Krishna, a little bit far away, saw Srimati Radhika's beautiful form, then Srimati Radhika, she asked to Siddham Subal, who is this? Young girl. So for this regard is coming, that's called Kobala. Ko means who? Kon hai? Bala means young girl. Who is this? Young girl. And Sukobala, this place. Because Srimati Radhika, how she is beautiful. Who can glorify about the beauties of Srimati Radhika? Because this Srimati Radhika, she always lives in on the bank of Radha Kunda. Because Radha Kunda is non-different from Srimati Radhika also. What is the meaning of Radha Kunda? Radha Kunda means it. Srimati Radhika, she melted in the form of divine love of Krishna. That is called Radha Kunda. Srimati Radhika, Krishna prem mein dravibhut hokar ke Radha Kunda ke roop mein prakashit hue. Samajh bhai? Srimati Radhika, she melted in the divine love of Krishna and manifested in the form of Radha Kunda. Vishnu Ratanta Ballabha Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kunder Mahima Jani Radhar Mahima. The glories of Srimati Radhika and non-difference from also Radha Kunda. Valo Radha Kunda ki Jai Jai Sri Radha. Maybe tomorrow we'll glorify about Srimati Radhika. Radha Kunda Katha. Our Goswami, they glorified about Radha Kunda. Because our Ishtadev, Srimati Radhika. Not Krishna. Madhisa Nahute Madhvibhina Chandra Braja Vaneshwari Raghunathas Goswami Manasya Chachari Madhishwari Madhishwari Madhishwari. My mistress, Srimati Radhika. Madhishwari. Madhisa Nahute Madhvibhina Chandra Braja Vaneshwari. Srimati Radhika, she is the control. She is the controller of Braj. So Srimati Radhika is called Braj. Brajesh. Rameshwari, Khameshwari, Brajesh. Kunjeshwari. Her name is called. She is the supreme controller of Kunja. Chintamani Mai Radha Kunda Tata Tahe Kunja Sata Sata Prabala Vidruma Mayantaru Lata Mukta Phale Abhanata Mukta Phale Abhanata Mukta Phale Abhanata Tahe Kunja Sata Sata. Bhaktivinoda Thakur chants. Chintamani moy Radha Kundu Tata. Very nice. If you read this song, then you had complete your Chintamani moy Radha Kundu Tata. Tai kunja sata sata prabala vidruma mayatorulata mukta phale avanata mukta phale avanata mukta phale avanata tai kunja sata sata Bhakti Vinod Thakur glorify about Radha Kunda. Maybe tomorrow will glorify. Now 7 o'clock we have to. Radha Kunda Katha. This is all. Even Chandravali's parties cannot enter in Radha Kunda. Please understand this thing. Even those sadhakas cannot go to Radha Kunda. Only Siddha. And if you see them, even those who are very near and dear Srimati Radhika, that's called those who are Radha Paksha, they can go Radha Kunda. Sometimes Jatila Kutila, they used to come Surja Kunda, but they can't come in Radha Kunda. Jogmaya, she also was. Protect. Yeah. What will say to others? Only Srimati Radhika Sapaksha Gopis. Radha, Lalita, Vishakha, Rupanjali, they are coming. Others cannot go. Chandra Sarovar, Srimati Radhika and Chandravali's party can come. But Radha Kunda, only Srimati Radhika and her Sakhis. Without this mercy of Lalita Devi, how possible will go to also Radha Kunda? For the Bhakti Vinod Thakur sang one song. For this song. Pallo Dasi Kari Lalita Sundari Amare Loiya Kave Siradhika Pode Kalmila Ive. Pallo dasi kari lalita sundari amare laiya kave siradika pade kalmi laive agan se basamor pive agan se basamor pive agan se basamor pive amare loiya kabe. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, very important. Without this mercy of Lalita Devi, we cannot enter in the group of Srimati Radhika. Because Lalita Devi, she is the group leader. So say, Bhakti Vinod Thakur explained those who are very fortunate living entry, they will come in the group of Lalita Devi. So for this year, Bhakti Vinod Thakur saying, Pallo Dasi Kari Lalita Sundari Amare Laiya Kave Siradhika Pade Kale Milaive Agna Seva Samarpine. When Lalita will give the, when you will receive the mercy of Lalita Devi, then will qualify to enter in Radha Kunda. Bolo Lalita Devi Ki. So our, this is our aim and object. How to go in the highest place, Radha Kunda. This is our place. All our Goswamis, they are aim and object how to attain Radha Kunda. Vrindavanam Suramobi Tasri Manasi Govardhana. Vrindavanam Suramobi Tasri Manasi Govardhana. Govardhana. Without Giriraj Govardhana. What is the meaning of Vrindavan? Or without Giriraj, without Radha and Sam Kunda, what is the meaning of Vrindavan? Vaikunthal janito vara mudupuri tatrapi rasa savad vrindaranya mudara pani tatrapi govardhana. Giriraj govardhan. Then, Mathura is higher than Vaikuntha. Then Vrindavan is higher than Mathura. Or Govardhan is higher than Vrindavan. Or Radhakunda higher than Govardhan also. Because the two eyes of Giriraj Govardhan, they are Radhakunda and Shyamakunda. So saying, Vinda Vibram Suram Suram Obi Tasrimana Sri Govardhanam. Giriraj Govardhan. Then after Giriraj Govardhan, you have to go Radha Kunda. Because that place is a very beautiful place. And that is called Nitya Rasa Lila. Krishna's many kinds of Rasa Lila. But Radha Krishna, Radha Kunda's Rasa Lila is called Nitya Rasa Lila. And especially as midday pastimes are going on there. That is called Madhani Lila. Madhani is midday pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And there are many kinds of Lilas also in Madhani. And midday pastimes, Nauka Vilas, and water sporting, boat sporting Lila, Nauka Vilas, many kinds of it. And Jogmaya arranges very nice, beautiful Kunja is there. And not only one kunja, how many? Sata, sata, thousand, thousand kunjas. But mainly also eight kunjas are there. Eight sukhis, eight kinds of kunjas are there. And all kunjas' name is different. Lalitas, Lalitas. In the middle, Radha Kunda, that is called Sananda Sukhada Kunja. That is called Kunja of Ananga Manjari's Kunja. Who is Ananga Manjari? Srimati Radhika's